It is now time for Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Now, live from the hangar, calling the play-by-play, here is Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe Shipman, and good evening, everyone, from the Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mountain Home High School Career Academies, as we are proud to bring you tonight's broadcast of Mountain Home Bomber and Lady Bomber basketball. We are back home for the first time in about a week and a half. This is actually the first home test for the Mountain Home teams, as they welcome Paragould here to the Twin Lakes area. We start with the girls' portion of our doubleheader, as we normally do, and we welcome you in to the Lady Bombers pregame show. Mountain Home coming into this game with a record of 12-3 overall. They're currently 1-1 in the 5A East. The Lady Bombers got their first conference victory this past Tuesday night, over in the city of Paragould against Paragould's crosstown rival, Greene County Tech, 51-40. The final score in that game was a game that Mountain Home actually led by as much as 20. Lady Eagles did mount a little bit of a comeback, excuse me, in the second half. Cut the margin as low as 10, but they would not get any closer in that game. Mountain Home was able to hold them off for the victory. This Paragould team, we originally had they were a 5-8, but I talked to their coach a little bit ago, and she tells me they're actually 6-7 on the year so far, 1-1. In the 5A East, the Lady Rams fell to Jonesboro this past Tuesday night by a score of 42-35. That game was also played at Paragould. This is a Paragould team that is under new leadership this year. Sanja Tate became the new head coach of Paragould High School this year, on the girls' side, that is. Last year, she was an assistant coach at West Memphis. Actually, had to serve as interim coach. I remember she actually had to lead the team when we went to West Memphis last year after Sheila Byrne suffered a stroke not too long before that. This is her first full year as a head coach. So she's also a legendary player in her own right. She was quite a player at Arkansas State. Actually spent a couple of years playing professionally in the WNBA as well. So this is going to be a good coach for these Lady Rams to learn from. And this is also a Lady Rams team that's has a little bit of a mixture of both experience and youth. Probably right now their best player right now would be Blythe Benefield. She's probably going to be getting some college look. She's a junior, so she'll have one more year after this. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we bring you as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Paragould in just a little bit. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Welcome back to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on Perry Gould in this girls' matchup here at the hangar. Let's take a look at the starting lines. First off, for Perry Gould and their Road Blues, again coached by Sanja Tate. They will be going with one senior in their starting lineup, Alex Brengard, two juniors, Blythe Benefield and Olivia Hancock, and two sophomores surrounded out, Carson DeFries and Katie Smith. Mountain Home in their home whites, coached by Dell Leonard. They'll be going with two seniors in the starting lineup tonight. Emma Martin at 5'7", and Anna Grace Foreman at 6'2". Excuse me. And three juniors to round it out. Kay Gilbert at 5'10", Aston Yates at 5'9", and Emily Payne at 5'6". So again, for Paragould, it'll be DeFries, Brengard, Smith, Benefield, and Hancock, and Mountain Home, Gilbert, Martin, Gates, Foreman, and Payne. That's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Paragould coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.